The Asante Hemi Otun Force 82 has agreed to continue with the Dagbon Chieftaincy mediation to find lasting solutions to the protracted disturbances in that area. His acceptance followed a lengthy closed-door discussion between him and the Vice President, John Dramani Mahama, who was sent by President Mills to deliver the message to the Asante Hemi at the Menchia Palace in Kumasi. We bring you a news desk report.
Vice President Mahama said Otunfo, who was leading eminent chiefs in the Dagbon crisis, is not only influential, but has the experience and zeal to bring the two fielding families to iron out their differences. Vice President Mahama said although the peaceful negotiations were stalled along the line, the government was convinced that Otunfo has what it takes to bring lasting peace and harmony, not only for the people of Dagbon, but for the entire nation. He said the recent ruling had given a new impetus for the negotiation process to continue, promising that the government would back all meaningful moves to enhance the achievement and maintenance of peace in the area. The vice president said because the government believed in the rule of law, unsolved murders could cast a slur on its reputation, and called for the cooperation of all the families to ensure perfect peace in Dagbon. Otunfo, 82 before the meeting, said he was impressed with the second opportunity offered him to continue with the mediation he started some few years ago. He promised to act diligently to ensure lasting peace and unity among the Dagumbas. It would be recalled that former President John Jacum Kufuor engaged Otunfo 82 to mediate in the Dagbon chieftaincy crisis following the killing of Yana Yakubu Andani and some 40 others in March 2003. Along the line, however, the mediation cut out because of the withdrawal of some of the parties. Recently, 15 persons were arrested and prosecuted in court were freed by the court, leading to pockets of violence and disturbances in the Tamale metropolis. The current mediation is geared towards bringing lasting peace to Dagbon and its environs.
That was the news desk report.